I didn't know then what it would represent in my life. In fact, I have only come to realize what it meant as I sat to write this piece. It was the peak of my physical condition, the healthiest I've ever been. In a very real way, it represented my fitness peak, while at the same time, it was a physical peak on the horizon. The it being a tree that sits atop one in a series of bluffs that stand watch over an Arkansas valley far below. In degrees and decimal minutes, some call it 93.17.121 west and north 3604.070. The Boy Scouts just call it Antenna Pine. That's all I heard for several days. Antenna Pine, Antenna Pine. What is Antenna Pine? It was 1996. I was camping with my Boy Scout son, who was spending a week with his troop at Camp Orr, deep in the Buffalo River Valley in northern Arkansas. Antenna Pine represents an achievement in many ways, including endurance and fitness. You see, one scout patrol at a time hikes to the scraggly and lonesome nondescript pine tree, a goal at trail's end. It's a 1,200-foot-high, 1.5-mile rugged and steep trek that showcases a breathtaking view of the valley below. Some say it grants a person the best views in the state of Arkansas. Part of the scout tradition is to hang a homemade flag, usually someone's bedsheet or T-shirt, on the holy grail of a tree. The next hikers to visit replaces your flag with theirs and presents yours to you at the dining hall later that night. The hike is easy to moderate, except for the final part of the trail up to the bluffs, which is difficult to extremely difficult. It requires a couple of rest breaks. Now, I don't jog anymore. If I'm lucky, I take walks. Back then, 25 years ago, I jogged 2 miles every other morning and had worked up to 4 miles on a number of occasions. For most people, that's nothing. For me, it was the height of my physical prowess. I initially worked out. Never have I been in that good of condition. It was at that point in my life that I heard about Antenna Pine. I can do that, I thought. I want to do that, I decided. The next day, off I went with my son and a group of scouts and scout leaders. From Camp Orr, one crosses the Buffalo River, heading north, following an unassuming path. About 200 yards beyond is a distinctive landmark. On the right, an outcropping rock, bare and rounded off, and nearly 20 feet across. At a drainage swale 200 yards farther along, the route goes to the right, while the bench trail stays on the old road bending to the left. More than a quarter of a mile beyond the path from Camp Orr is the next distinguishing feature, a steep climb of 200 yards. Then, as the trail levels off briefly, it crosses an obvious large drainage channel. The gully is at the head of Clemens Hollow. In the next 200 yards are more steep upgrades and several more drainage channels. At the end come the bluffs, seemingly straight up. Finally, the world is laid out in front of you below, and you're introduced to Antenna Pine. Though I remain healthy and I am told I'm in reasonably good shape, compared to then, I am not. Looking back, I now see that was a peak in my life, one that I may never see again. It was Antenna Pine, a peak that I may never see again. But will always fondly remember because of the peak it represented in my life. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.